The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 573.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a former news reporter turned CEO of her own media agency, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Jessica Chen. Jessica, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yeah. Hi, Sheena. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. Well, as you mentioned, my background is I was a former news reporter. I was in the news industry for about 8-9 years or so. I was most recently at the ABC station in San Diego. And it wasn't until earlier this year that I decided to start my own company, which is called Soulcast Media. And it's basically taking everything that I've done as a news reporter. Instead of doing it for a television station, I'm now helping businesses with content creation, media consulting, and anything and everything related to media.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Jessica, what's your cultural background?
I'm Taiwanese American. Both my parents were born and raised in Taiwan, and they immigrated over to California in their teens. And I was born in Fremont in that area.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. What'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote. There's so many good ones. And I think the funny thing is, my favorite one changes depending on kind of the time and moment I'm in my life. But I think the general sense of self-confidence has to do with just embracing who you are and just being reminded of that constantly. Because oftentimes when we're out there, we're really susceptible and to criticism. So I think, you know, reminding yourself on a day-to-day basis to just embrace who you are is just kind of the simple way of just remembering what self-confidence is.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Similar to, you know, earlier, which is, I think, just being able to embrace and accept who you are without much fear of what other people think.
Thanks for sharing that definition. And I think that's something, you know, that we should follow, right? Especially growing up in an Asian culture, we've been told to, you know, always follow the crowd, follow what we're told, not realizing we have, you know, the capability to go out there and be our true selves, be who we are, regardless of what others thinks of us. So thanks for sharing that. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
My life before I discovered self-confidence. Well, growing up, you know, like you mentioned, especially growing up in an Asian household, you're often told to follow the rules, you know, don't try to change things and don't do things that are out of the norm. You always want to play it safe. And growing up, that was something that I followed. And, you know, you always try to stay on this path. But I think it wasn't really until college that I started developing the self-confidence. And a part of it was because I think I started realizing I was a very curious person. And one of the things, that's actually one of the reasons what drew me to become a news reporter, because you really have to have curiosity as your foundation in journalism, because you're constantly asking questions, you're meeting new people every day. And I think embracing this curiosity of mine, which of course led me to be a news reporter, helped me develop the self-confidence, which I also needed being in front of the television every day.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I think that curiosity does lead us to confidence, because we just want to know, you know, whatever it is we want to know, and we'll do whatever it takes to find it. Even if we have days where we're not 100% confident, we just keep going. And, you know, what was that point in your life, especially, you know, transitioning from being a news reporter to having your own media agency? What was that aha moment that gave you that confidence boost to go out there and just go for it?
I'm the kind of person who, I'm a huge believer, actually, of just doing it. I think oftentimes we can convince ourselves out of doing something. And everybody has a great idea. Everybody, you know, has something that they may have wanted to do. But whether it's somebody else saying it may not be sustainable, or maybe it's you telling yourself that maybe it's not possible, then before you know it, nothing's ever going to get done. So my belief is if there's something that you've been curious about, wanting to do, to not be afraid to do it. And it doesn't have to be anything radical. Like, you don't have to make a huge life change to try out this idea. You know, you can do it slowly. And I truly believe in enjoying the process. Back then, I would say I was very goal-driven. And the flaw I saw in that mentality was once you achieve that goal, you know, that satisfaction goes away real quickly with it. And I realized it had to do with changing my mentality a little bit in enjoying the process of things. And that, I think, was just key in giving me the self-confidence in doing whatever I wanted and exploring these things because I saw it as a journey that I was going on.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, just enjoying the journey. Like you mentioned, you know, when we become goal oriented, we just keep going, you know, for the next goal, because we feel like it's never enough, not realizing to enjoy the present moment and enjoy what we've been through and the experiences that we have. And that makes us, you know, life, you know, great to live, because it's like we have so many learning lessons that we can also share to the world and, you know, help them in their own process. And because of what you've learned, what you've learned in your aha moments, what's your life been like now?
It's exciting. You know, I'm trying to stay positive. Of course, there's stressful moments where you're just unsure of what the next day, the next week, the next month is going to look like. But I think, again, it's enjoying the process of it and, you know, realizing that this was a journey that I chose to go on. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to, you know, choose to go on this journey and start my own company and, you know, juggle multiple projects at the same time. So knowing that it wasn't going to be easy was something that I already knew. So, you know, when those days come and it's stressful and I'm not sure what's happening, I also have to remind myself that this is all part of, you know, my own narrative, and everything is a learning experience, and it's a story, hopefully one day, that I'll be able to tell as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Jessica, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I think it's just whatever it is that they are desiring or curious about, to not spend too much time doubting what they want or what they desire. And that if it is something that they've truly thought about for a while and have just been too scared, my advice is just to start doing research, if anything, you know, to start talking to people, networking, but just taking that first step, I think, is the biggest thing and the best thing anybody can do.
Those are some great tips that you mentioned. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or, you know, check out your new companies or any links or social media profiles we can connect with.
Yes, so I am very active on LinkedIn and Instagram, as well as Facebook. And the username for all those sites is really easy. It's Jessica Chen Page. So it's Jessica Chen Page. And you can find me on all of those platforms. And I post a lot as well. So definitely add me and connect. I'm happy to connect.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Jessica, you can also head on over to thetaofselfconfidence.com and search for Jessica's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Jessica today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thanks so much, Jessica.
Thanks so much, Sheena, for having me.
Not a problem. It's really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.